Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning. It's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Patrick Parent. Get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook because it's time to solve all your gardening problems.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them blue for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Good morning, gardeners.
I see skies.
Welcome
so blue
to the Paul Parent Garden Club.
And clouds of white.
I'm your host, Patrick Parent,
brightness,
Paul's youngest son. I'm going to be here till 10 o'clock Eastern time to answer all your gardening questions. So feel free, give us a call. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And good morning to everybody. We're halfway through the show. It's looking like a decent week going ahead, right? We have a decent week coming, coming this week. So I will. I think it's a good time to get out, get some gardening done, get some cleanups done if you haven't already, and just get out in general. Just get outside and enjoy Mother Nature. Enjoy outside. It's going to be a good one. Past couple hours we talked about some different perennials to prune, and I was just thinking about it. One of the things I didn't even talk about was the Montauk Daisy, which here I go again talking about the Montauk Daisy. But that's another one to be pruning now, right? Just pruning back, getting it ready for that for the year. And getting it. And this is also the time to be doing some dividing of some of your perennials, right? The perennial dividing is definitely something to do while they're still dormant, while they're still not, they're not fully dormant, they're still growing, but they're still not fully up yet, right? They're not in full growth. They're not in full flower. They're not in, they're not everything, right? They're just not fully established. They can be divided in other times of year, right? Like in the summer months can be done. But it's going to take a lot longer for them to become established because there's a lot more stress to it. Might affect the blooms. A lot of times, I apologize, I was sneezing and I didn't want to sneeze into the microphone. A lot of times when it comes to, perennials, dividing them, a lot of people will wait until after they bloom, right? But that could be during the summertime, which could cause some issues. So that's why we look at dividing, some of the perennials now, right? The dividing process, you want to, it's something where we're not just digging up the part that we want to divide. We're not dividing it directly in the hole. We are digging the entire plant up. And then We are dividing it once we've removed it from the whole. Right? We're not just cutting down the middle. We're doing some work to it before we put it into a new hole and divide it. So it's just a little bit of work to it. We can go into that as time permits. But in the meantime, I have a call on the line, so I want to get right to that. So Nathan, who's up next?
Elizabeth is in Cape Cod.
Elizabeth, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Good morning.
Good morning.
I have a question about my amaryllis.
Yep.
I just brought it up from the basement a few weeks ago, and now it's about 2 feet high, well, maybe 18 inches, and it has a big bud. And I'm just wondering, when am I supposed to fertilize that?
So this is the... This would be the time to start fertilizing as it's developing its bud. What it's going to do is going to help make it a bit stronger, make it go a little bit more. So it's probably been a while since you've fertilized, right?
Yes.
It's been dormant.
Yes.
So, you know, we're going to fertilize probably every few waterings at this point, because while it's got that bud there, while it's trying to push that, that's when it's going to absorb it into it to help keep that bud longer. Whereas mm-hmm. if it had nothing, it was just leaves, doesn't make a lot of sense to fertilize it at that point, right? So, you know, right now, as you're seeing that, this would be the time to start fertilizing and waking it up and getting it ready to go.
Okay, so should I use, like, something quick, like a liquid?
Yeah, so a liquid would make a little bit more sense at this time, because of the fact that if we were to use a granular, they're usually slow release. And the
right.
flower's already going to be gone at that point. So you'd mix something that you would use in like a wettable powder. You know,
okay.
it could be Miracle-Gro. It could be the Peters. It could be something that already comes mixed. Espoma
okay.
has some liquid fertilizers like a Bloom that you just mix with water. You could do that.
Oh, sure. I have some of that. My other says I have about 8 of them. I'm going to be bringing them up. So fertilize them once the bud appears, not before,
yeah.
not when there's just leaves.
Well, if you're starting to get them, you know, you're starting to wake them up,
yes.
right?
Yes.
Starting to get them going, you could start that. But this right now is the best time to, you know, when it
okay.
has that bud, it's going to absorb it more, right?
Okay.
So you could definitely start, you know, bring them all up and fertilize all of them to get them going. But when it has that bud going, that's going to go right to the flower itself and help it stay a little bit longer for you. You
okay.
can use like a 10-10-10, like an easy all-purpose type fertilizer in a liquid form.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
All right, Elizabeth, you have a great rest of your day.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
All right. Bye-bye. All right, our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Now, we're talking about dividing perennials, right? I want to talk about how to actually divide the perennials. And I was starting to talk about it, and I was getting off track. Let me start fresh here. So for perennials that we're dividing, we want to dig the entire perennial clump up. We don't want to divide it right in the ground. We want to get a nice root ball and do the whole thing, bring the whole root ball intact, getting about 8 to 12 inches down in the soil and bringing it all the way up. What this is going to do is this is going to allow us to split it easier. We're going to be able to remove some of the soil a little bit in between the plant of where we want to divide it. So that way, when we divide, we're not cutting, you know, stems in half. We're cutting the plant in half, but we're not really doing a lot of damage. We want to make it into smaller sections, but we want to make sure there's as much of the plant intact in each of these sections. Now, some people will do a few things. They will use a very sharp, like, knife or sharp spade. That's a good one to do when we're cutting down, and then slowly, gently pulling the root system apart so it doesn't rip, right? Some will use like a pitchfork. Try to kind of put that right down the center and move it so it opens up and kind of separates that way. Now, depending upon the size of the perennial, some will get two, some will get four, some will get, you know, three sections of this plant. And so we just want to make sure that we have a minimum of about like three shoots in each section so that we have a chance for it to be viable, because it's going to go through shock. It's going through a transplant shock. And so once we get that done, we're going to put them back into a hole. We're going to add some nice organic material. We'll use some Biotone starter. And we'll backfill the soil with the soil that might already be there or some additive from the area. And then water thoroughly. Water, water, water. We're going to take a break. Our phone number is 855-660-4261. We'll be back in a few.
Have you ever fed the birds during the winter? It's a lot of fun. But don't waste your money on inexpensive bird food that will not attract those colorful birds and the songbirds. Cheap seed contains filler like red milo, cracked corn, and white millet. A great seed if you want to attract mourning doves and grackles. But if you want songbirds and colorful birds, use Wild Delight Bird Food Custom Blends. Fresh raisins, cherries, cranberries, tree nuts, vitamins, electrolytes, and minerals. Found only in Wild Delight Bird Food.
I'm your BioAdvanced lawn care scientist, here to introduce new all-in-one weed and feed. It kills lawn weeds like dandelion and clover. Plus, it kills crabgrass all in one easy step. And it has microfeed action, which creates a more nutritious, resilient root zone. That's the key to a healthy green lawn. Make the switch and try the one that weeds, feeds, plus kills crabgrass.
New all-in-one weed and feed from BioAdvanced Science-Based Solutions. Get more from the blue bag. Always read and follow label instructions.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veterans. And nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. And we do have a call on the line, so I want to get right to that. Nathan, who's up next?
Frank's in New Hampshire.
Frank, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Good morning, Patrick.
Good morning.
My question is on poinsettia. I have a two-year-old now. We made it through the second year, and I was just wondering, it's in the original pot, which I think is a 6-inch, and I'm thinking it's probably time to transplant it, repot it.
Yep.
And I'm wondering what the best soil and the best fertilizer is for it.
Okay. So, with the poinsettia, when we upgrade the pot, when we repot it, we don't want to go... We don't want to go huge on the size. You said 6-inch. We'll probably go from a 6 to an 8-inch. We don't want to go a lot bigger. So that's the start, right?
Yeah.
What we're looking to do is a well-drained and, maybe a little slightly acidic soil. It's going to have some peat moss and perlite in it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so it's probably... What you'd be looking for is, it's more of like a, not starter, but it's like the next step up. Just a regular indoor potting soil. Espoma has a great potting soil that they have. It's, I'm trying to think, it's just their all-purpose potting soil. Their all-purpose potting mix.
Yeah.
It comes in a green bag. That's a really good one for your poinsettia. What I would look at doing is I would look at, and I'm not saying remove all the soil when you move it from one pot to the next, but remove a little bit of the soil that's loose on the root ball itself, right? Kind of just, move your hands on it to loosen up some of it, because any new soil that we're going to put in there is going to add some good nutrients to it. It's refreshing it. So we're not looking to just remove all the soil from the original, but if you remove some of the outer layer, what it allows the plant to do is get into the other areas and force it to grow into the pot itself. So just really a good light mix. I might water that mix prior to, you know, putting it all together. Because a lot of potting mix, when they have some peat moss mix into it, need to absorb some water in order to stay in place. Because when you put it into that new pot and then you go to water afterwards, you want the soil to sit. Whereas a light mix, if you water it, some of that's going to run right out the bottom because it's already so dry. So what I might actually do is I believe like their 8-quart soil mix or their 4-quart. I'm not sure about the 4. I know the 8 has like a resealable bag. It's a very high-quality bag where you could water right in the bag, right, and just kind of mix it up in there. So when you do put it into the pot, it's ready to go. Make sure the poinsettia is also watered prior to ripping it out of the pot. Kind of let the water sit a little bit in the plant so it can absorb it. Because even though you're not, like, digging it up like you would outside, you are disturbing the roots. And so it can go to a little bit of shock. So we want to make sure that the plant has absorbed the water and is not, if one of the roots is to break while you're transplanting it, it doesn't try to absorb air. Right, it's already full with water, and it's not going to pull up something to cause it more shock. So, even though it's just going from one pot to the next, it can still go through some of that transplant shock.
Yes, I understand.
And so, just keep that in mind. So that's why we want to water. You could probably water it, you know, a couple hours before, even the night before. Say you want to do it tomorrow, water it tonight. Let the water kind of sit in there, absorb into the plant, and then tomorrow have right at it and without a problem.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay.
It was strange because like the first year it lost all of its leaves and we thought it was dead.
Yep.
And then it sprouted some leaves and another branch, but the bracts were small.
Yep.
Okay, what fertilizer is the best?
Well, the fertilizer on that, we're just going to use a light all-purpose mix. You could use an Espoma liquid fertilizer that they have, like a Bloom or a just all-in-general would be fine.
Okay.
If you have more questions, hang tight. We got some time. We'll be right back.
Bayer Advance is a company that brought you Tree and Shrub, the product that controls insects on trees and shrubs without spraying, and it lasts for 12 months. Bayer has something new for you this spring, a termite and ant control in a granular form that's fast-releasing and creates a termite-killing zone around your home. Ants and termites bring the product to the colony, transfer the product by social interaction, and they soon die. The built-in shaker makes it easy to apply. You just water and walk away. That's all.
Would you love to have the more colorful birds and songbirds on your backyard feeders this year? Start with quality bird food from Wild Delight. Open a bag and smell the seed blend. Find raisins, cranberries, cherries, along with sunflower, peanuts, tree nuts, and thistle seed. Wild Delight is the only company that adds vitamins, electrolytes, and minerals to all of their seed blend. Keep your birds healthy this year with Wild Delight. No morning doves or grackles, just beautiful birds when you use Wild Delight bird food.
News update. Big donors turning out at a huge campaign fundraiser for Donald Trump in Palm Beach, Florida Saturday night. The event expected to take in $50 million. That's way more money than President Biden raised in an event with former Presidents Bill Clinton and Barack Obama at Radio City Music Hall in New York City. That event taking in $25 million. Donald Trump on his social media platform, Truth Social, writing, "It's the biggest night in fundraising of all time. We will double up the Biden number of last week at Radio City. People are desperate for change. They want to make America great again." Explanation point. Today marks 6 months as the war between Israel and Hamas rages on. It's the result of Hamas slaughtering 1,200 Jewish people at a music festival and at their homes. It is believed 99 hostages are still alive and being held by Hamas terrorists. And I'm Laura Winters, USA News.
Let me tell you a story about Bill. Bill was a normal guy in his 50s. He had back surgery about 2 years ago. Bill was in a lot of pain. He dealt with his pain by taking the Percocets his doctor prescribed for him. Bill took more and more and more of them to help with the pain, until one day the prescriptions weren't enough to get rid of Bill's pain. Then one day Bill found someone to help him get rid of the pain with illegal drugs he didn't need a prescription for. Fast forward to today. Bill lost his job and his family. The only thing he does have is his drug dealer. If you know Bill's story and you don't want to end up like Bill, call the Detox and Treatment Helpline right now to get away and get treatment.
800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. Call right now. Help is standing by. 800-296-1327.
I know I need to pay attention to my health, but I just can't seem to find the time. Between rushing to work and taking care of the kids, there's not much time left over for me. So I decided to start small by eating more fruits and vegetables and being more active. And then I got the family to make some changes too. We started by keeping a bowl of fresh fruit on the counter, and I limit the amount of sweet snacks I keep in the house. I've also found some creative ways to add more vegetables to our meals. We're taking more walks, and on the weekends, we head down to the pool at the rec center. It doesn't happen every day, but it does happen. You don't have to change your entire life to be healthier. Just make some simple changes and include your family. You'll see how easy and fun it can be.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard. And when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
Welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. As we're hitting the break there, we're kind of running into it. And Frank, just wanted to check in. What other questions, or did we answer all your questions for you? What else can we do to help you out here?
Yeah, well, I was wondering, I was getting ready to cover it last fall. You know, like you say, you're supposed to cover it for 60 days or something like that.
Yeah.
But it bloomed on its own without getting covered. Is that unusual?
No. I mean, that can happen, right? Yeah. We tend to just try to make it so that we can make it happen. That's why we do a lot of the the darkness, et cetera. So we can, force it to be the time that we want it to be.
Uh-huh.
Right? So that's a lot of it, is more of it just being us forcing it to happen when we want it to happen versus the plant, it happening when the plant wants it to happen. And that's what is really going on there. Cause it can happen naturally without a problem.
Okay.
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
What I used on it was a fertilizer that I've had around. It was years ago. It was called Dynamite. It's a 13-13-13.
Yep.
And I didn't know if that would have damaged it at all or would have been a help or, it must have helped it because it brought it back, but I didn't know the Brocks were small, but multiples. I had a lot. The plant looked pretty good, but it never really grew in height.
Okay. I mean, I don't think that it harmed it. I don't think that's the cause of it for it happening that way. Mm-hmm. Sometimes with a poinsettia, it just can slow. This was on its second season, technically, right? You had already had it once, and then it was going. Sometimes it just is getting used to its environment, and just kind of growing that way. It was in a greenhouse. It was forced in one area. Now it's growing in a different area. So that could have happened. And depending upon the variety, sometimes they have smaller bracts. But if you already had one that already had large bracts, why would it be different, right? It could have had the smaller bracts because of the non-dark phase. Sometimes that the dark period is what helps it get stronger, bigger blooms. So that could be part of it.
Okay.
Right? So we want to make sure that, you know, remember last year when it started to bloom, right? Or when it started to show the color. Let's go back some time for it of when we need to, you know, go into the dark period, right? We want to make sure it has that period of time, you know, late September, early October, because it's going to help those bracts get stronger, bigger, etc. So that could be part of it. I don't think the fertilizer had anything to do with it.
Okay.
If anything, it just didn't have as much of its potency, right? It loses a percentage as it breaks down over time. And so instead of being like a 13, 13, 13 or whichever it was, it could have been down to like a 8, 8, 8, right?
Yep.
Those things happen. So it's not that big of a deal by using the fertilizer. I don't think it had anything to do with it. I think we just need to make sure, you know, we try to influence the plant by, you know, giving that dark period in the end of September, early October, maybe even, you know, a little bit earlier, depending upon when you're looking for it to bloom. You know, if you're looking for it to bloom in Thanksgiving, you're going to start earlier. But if you're looking for it for Christmas, you know, then you're going to start a little bit later. So it's all determined on when you want it, because it's an 8-week span of this dark period, right?
Yep.
The other thing that could have happened is when it didn't have the dark period at night, you know, if it's in a window in an area that has street lights out there, right? If the street lights are in the area, it could almost, some of that light gets to the plant, and what happens is the plant still thinks it's summertime because the lights are on later. And it doesn't push as much growth.
Not saying that's the case,
but it is something that I've heard. And my father, I remember my father talking about it and say and talking about the lights outside being a cause of some of these things as well. So that, just throwing that out there, doesn't sound like that's the case for you, but it you know, for others it could be too. All right.
Now I got one more question.
Sure.
I got one this year. I want to keep that one too.
Yep.
Should I follow this? Will that need to be repotted after the first year?
Well, so it would depend on how big it was in the container. You know, because some of those poinsettias, you see them in the garden center, like a 8-inch plant. It almost looks like the poinsettia itself is like 3 feet wide, you know what I mean? It just has a small pot.
Yeah.
If that's the case, definitely do it. You don't necessarily have to. Sometimes it, you know, it's just getting used to the soil it's been in, used to the pot, and so maybe let it go for a full year before doing that.
Okay.
One easy way to check on any houseplant, or even on just on this poinsettia, is put your hand over the top of the pot and, you know, kind of move your fingers around the stems so it kind of holds it in place. And then you can flip the plant over and slowly pull the pot off. If you're seeing circular root system there, well, we definitely want to repot it. If you're not seeing a circular root system and it's kind of just, you know, meandering there, kind of doing its thing, you can wait. Right? But that's going to be the case on any houseplant or anything that's in a container. We start seeing circular root systems, we're going to need to get it into the next size pot.
Right. Great.
Okay?
Yes, thank you very much.
All right, Frank, you have a great rest of your day.
You too.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All right, our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And we are just we're almost 3 hours in, but we're here for another hour to help you out with any of your gardening questions. So feel free to give us a call. I do want to talk about a little bit something as a preventative for this year. Now, we have had tons of rain. There's tons of standing water out there, and even the snow. Once some of that snow starts to melt, we still have puddles. And what comes with standing water? mosquitoes, gnats, all those things. They just come out of nowhere, and they take over our backyards, front yards. Now, we're not into the season yet where, you know, we're out there constantly, but that doesn't mean anything for the mosquitoes. They love standing water, and the larvae will start forming in there soon. And so I want you to think about using the mosquito dunks or the mosquito bits from Summit. Right? Summit Products has some great preventative matters or measures when it comes to mosquitoes. Like I said, they got the mosquito dunks. They come in a 2-pack, a 6-pack. They have the mosquito bits. Mosquito bits, smaller. You can actually use those for multiple things. But they are going to kill the larvae of the mosquitoes. What else do they do? They actually will kill fungus gnats in your soil. Now, there's not a lot out there right now that takes care of fungus gnats in the soil. Well, this one, you kind of make a tea with the bits. You use a certain amount of it. You'll let it sit in water, a warmer water for 24 hours. And once that has kind of released into the soil, into that water, you use that to water your plants that have the fungus gnats. Right? There's more information on their website at summitchemical.com. You want to click on where it says mosquito solutions and then scroll down to mosquito bits. And they actually have a little video for you to watch on how to kill the fungus gnats and break their life cycle, because those are a pain in the you-know-what. Again, website for them is summitchemical.com, and you're going to be looking for the mosquito solutions. It's definitely something to be thinking about this spring. You know, it just sitting, standing water, which there is a ton of out there, We need to worry about it this year. There's so much of it. I look all around my property, and the water that should be further out in the, I wouldn't call it a pond by any means, just this little brook in the stream that's behind the house, is so high on it, I know we're going to have a ton of mosquitoes this year. So using the mosquito bits and dunks is definitely worth using. Now, our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And plenty of time if you have some questions. We've got about another hour and 15 minutes left with open phone lines. So definitely give us a call, and we will do everything we can to help you out as soon as possible. Now, what else is going on out there? Weather's looking good. Going to be able to get out there more and do some things. That means coming up soon, crabgrass prevention, seed starting. You know, and when I say seed starting, I mean in the lawn. Seed starting, you probably already started in home with some of your veggies and whatnot. But starting the lawn up again, getting it waking it up, getting it ready for the season. Because we've turned the page here. We're on to the next season, hopefully. Just the long-term forecast seems like it should be pretty good. So we can get out there, get the lawn started, waking it up. The soil temperatures aren't warm enough yet currently. They'll probably warm up in the next few 10 days here based on temperatures. I'm seeing in the mid-60s tomorrow. That's going to really help, right? That's going to really help the soil temperatures get up there. So something to be thinking about. We're in that time. We are getting close to it. So get ready. If you're not ready, you got to be ready. We're getting there. The season is upon us. It's finally going to start feeling like spring very, very soon. Now, phone number 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And we're got about a minute before the break here. And I'll tell you, you know, it's been an up and down spring. It's such an up and down spring, and it's like, oh, you know, can we start? I think we can. I really think we can. I think we're at that point. I wish I could say it for 100%, but I really honestly think it's time for us to get started out there and get some things done. Now, we are going to take a break. Our phone number, 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And we're going to take a break here. We will be back in a few.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Hello, I'm your BioAdvanced lawn care scientist.
Where'd you come from?
And I want you to try new all-in-one Weed and Feed.
What's this?
All-in-one Weed and Feed. It kills lawn weeds like dandelion and clover. Plus, kills crabgrass all in one easy step.
Did you say kills crabgrass?
Yes. Weeds, feeds, plus kills crabgrass.
Wow! Really?
With new all-in-one Weed and Feed from BioAdvanced Science-Based Solutions.
My lawn is going to look great.
Get more from the blue bag. Always read and follow label instructions.
If you like to garden and want to learn more about the flowering and foliage houseplants this winter, go to paulparent.com to get a free email newsletter every Thursday morning. It's free, it's informative, and the topics will change with the season. I also include some cool music videos of the music groups we grew up singing when music was music. I put a new recipe to keep you eating your vegetables, a garden quote to keep you thinking about the garden during a cold winter. Go to paulparent.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few highlights. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I have been using Extendivite for many years. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And we do have a call on the line. So, Nathan, who's up next?
Mark's in Ohio.
Mark, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Hi, Patrick. How are you?
I'm doing well. How are you?
Great. I have a question about weeds.
Okay.
We've got several large flower beds. The flower beds are completely overrun by weeds. We've been pulling them manually and using burnout, and it's just horrible. They're completely overgrown, and I don't want to damage any of the flowers. We've got daylilies, butterfly bush, and stellas, and all kinds of things I don't want to use Roundup.
Yep.
And haven't been able to mulch the last few years, and I think that might have had a little to do with it. It's completely overrun right now.
Okay, and so the weeds are all actively growing all over the place currently, right?
Yeah, thistle, creeping charlie, all kinds of little wildflowers that are very pretty, but very invasive.
Yeah.
We're down on our hands and knees trying to get after these things, and they just keep coming back with a vengeance.
So there's a couple things we can do here. Now, one of them, there's no easy way to just spray over the top and just kill all the weeds only. Even with organic products, they're going to kill a lot of your perennials that are there, right? The only easy way to do it is if you have a bunch of weeds in one area, kind of take some cardboard and, section off that area and spray that whole area down to kill some of those weeds. But as you said, the bigger thing is probably, getting down on your hands and knees and ripping the weeds out. And that being said, it's what we can do afterwards. There's a product out there called Preen, which is a pre-emergent product. It's meant to kill the prevent the weeds from coming up, but not affect the good plants that are already there. You've probably seen it in like a bright yellow container with a red top or a purple top or a green top. But it's definitely worth using. And it can help prevent some of those weeds and kind of cut back on the amount that come through. You're still going to get some weeds. It's not going to prevent everything, but it will slow down some of the weeds themselves. It just comes in like a little, I wouldn't even call it granular. Almost kind of it's a thinner, seed to it, not seed, thinner, product powder than a seed. It's not a powder, but it's not like a pellet. It's like in between, right? And you put that down and then you can mulch right over the top of it, and it will help get rid of some of the weeds there. And it's not going to prevent all of them, right? Like the thistle, it's probably not going to be, because some of the thistle is almost considered a perennial. Right, so it knows a little bit of the difference between some of the stronger perennials versus the lighter weeds, but it does a good amount, and the creeping Charlie, it has some of the same family, like the chickweed, the carpet weed, those types, so it'll help out a bit, but that's really the only like preventative that you can use that's going to help it. Once you do that and you can mulch, it's going to help the long term of it.
Critical is the mulch?
It's not critical, but what it will do is it will help keep back some of the weeds that are there, right? It keeps it so that if, weed seeds are flying throughout the area, just in the wind, they'll sit on the mulch versus sitting directly on the soil and having soil to seed contact, creating a easier germination for them. It'll also help keep some of that moisture in the perennial beds. It'll keep them going that way. So it's not 100% like has to be done, but it just helps. It's a benefit for you. Now, I have to hit a break. If you have some more questions, hang tight with me. We got plenty of time. Everyone else, our phone number is 855-660-4261.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.